welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast as we share these next few moments together as we draw near to the end of the year. And I was thinking, Lord, what would be something good to consider as this old year draws to a close? And so I began to think about a scripture found in Philippians 3:13, which I'm going to share. But if you would have a title, let's entitle our time together The Necessity of Forgetfulness. I'd like to share with you the passage we'll be looking at found in the book of Philippians, the third chapter, verses 7 through 14. But what things were gain for me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Magnificent scriptures to consider. Amen. So, you know, as we look at our lives, sometimes, and especially this is true as the older we get, we often hear people complain about their inability to remember. And sometimes this is particularly true concerning names. And if we really want to remember, we have to vividly concentrate undivided attention on remembering a name or whatever specific thing it is we want to remember. And we're told by those who've studied the mind of man, and this is amazing, but I have heard this to be true, that nothing is ever completely forgotten. Isn't that amazing? The things we've done, said, heard, or seen are stored away in the computer of our unconsciousness. Have you ever had this experience? Sometimes without any deliberate effort on your part, something will happen that will provoke a memory. Something will lift up into your conscious thoughts that happened perhaps decades ago. And it's important then, because this is a fact, we need to give careful thought and attention to that which we consciously would feed into our mind and then, in that case, into our memory. When you think about it, memory is one of the most valuable faculties that we can possess. To be a victim of amnesia, which is someone who just doesn't have a memory for whatever reason, an injury perhaps, that which is a part of their present with all of its relationships is forgotten. And that's a tragedy of indescribable proportions. One of the greatest sources of joy that we possess is that of memories. Think about it. In fact, I probably just think about something that, some pleasant thing that happened. It brings a smile to your face. We for a moment, relive the pleasantness of that experience. However, there's two sides to the coin that we call memory. memory can be a great blessing to us. There are many things that we should remember, such as the goodness and faithfulness of God. Think of Psalm 103, where the psalmist said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all of his benefits." Goes on to say, "Who forgiveth all of thine iniquities, who healeth all of thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Hallelujah. So our memory can be a great, great tool in victorious Christian living. We should remember the goodness and faithfulness of God, the kindness of others, the truths that make life worth living, the warnings that God gives us in his word, the wisdom that is there, the principles by which we should live our life, the high resolves that have lifted our life closer to God. So there's great blessing, but there's also an evil side, or can be a potential, to the coin we call memory. Memory can be a terrible instrument to defeat and destroy us, both in the present moment, as well as in the future. In view of this, the text that I just shared with you, forgetting the things which are behind, is most appropriate. As we draw near to the beginning of a new year and the end of this one, there are some things that it would be wise and profitable for us to forget. Some of us need to forget past success. That might seem like a strange thing, but we have a natural tendency to want to rest upon our laurels. Consider the Pharisee that Jesus described in Luke 18. Let me read verses 11 and 12. Jesus was talking about the two men that went to the temple to pray. One was a publican, one a Pharisee. And the Pharisee stood up and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess." He was just sort of going down a laundry list of all the wonderful things that he did. He was commending himself. And so we want to look at, you know, the good things that perhaps we have accomplished, but they can be a distraction. We certainly should be grateful for past blessings and achievements, but we must beware lest we find ourselves looking backward rather than forward. Of anyone who had a chance or reason to boast, it was the great Apostle Paul. He had many achievements for which he could have been proud. Obviously, he'd been a great pastor. He was perhaps the most famous evangelist of all time. He was certainly an outstanding missionary, a church planter and grower, obviously. He fathered many in the faith. He was perhaps the most influential author the world has ever known. Yet, he still did not count himself as having perfectly and completely achieved his destiny. "I count not myself to have apprehended." Isn't that right? Okay, so we need to forget our past successes, leave them with God, and we also need to forget past failures. Some of us have not been successful. Some of us have been miserable failures in our personal lives, our family lives, our business lives, and our spiritual walk, our spiritual service to the Lord. We can take heart as we look at one who was closest to the Lord, Peter. He certainly failed his Lord. He disappointed his Lord. And of course, he was terribly upset with himself. He rejected the Lord. He said he never knew him. Yet he did experience the forgiveness of his Lord. And then he was able to forgive himself of his own failure. And this enabled him to preach the great sermon on the day of Pentecost, where 3,000 were added to the church. What's another one? Jonah. Well, he was a great disappointment to God, yet God gave him another chance, even though it was in the belly of a whale, whatever it takes, and he was willing to go to Nineveh, and Nineveh repented because of his preaching. And all of us need to forget past grievances. Do you keep a list of resentments? Do you plan to lug all your old grudges into the new year? Do you continue to cultivate a quarrel with your relatives? Are you and your spouse carrying on a running battle? Do you have a gripe with your parents? Are you angry with God because your life is not all that you had hoped it would be? Jesus pointed out the necessity of our refusing to harbor grudges in his words to Peter about forgiveness. In Matthew 18:21-22, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. In other words, there's no end to it. Jesus' attention was focused on the well-being of the victim of the offenses. He was aware that hatred was like a poison and would eat out the heart like an acid. We have to face this new year with hope for success. And if we do that, we have to forgive and forget past grievances. We need to forget our handicaps. Everyone has some type of handicap. Some are physical, some are emotional or mental. If we major upon our handicaps, we'll never get the job done. We must refuse to look for an alibi. And you know, a handicap can be a real blessing. Even the Apostle Paul speaks of having a thorn in the flesh in 2 Corinthians 12:7, and instead of majoring on his handicap, Paul trusted more in God, and he found the strength that he needed for a victorious life. And finally, we need to forget our fears. Do you fear tomorrow? Failure? Do you fear death and eternity? If you know Jesus as your Savior, there's not a need. The way to forgetfulness is by the path of forgiveness. To forgive means to refuse to retaliate and at the same time to restore love and warm feelings. We need to forgive others. We need to forgive ourselves. And by so doing, we will have made greater progress toward forgetting those things that would hinder and drag us down as we try to walk into an unknown tomorrow with God. But beloved, he holds our hand. It is better to walk in the dark with God than to walk alone in the light. It is better to walk with him by faith than walk alone by sight. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me today. And as we draw together for a new year, I pray God's blessings upon the new year. And as we look forward to what God has for each of us in the new year, I pray his blessings will be upon you. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.